Sculpture Highlights of the Temple. Our Lady of Sorrows. This Virgin is situated in the central niche of the neoclassical altarpiece. It has four large columns of compound capital and is crowned by a curved pediment, which is set in the right transept of the church. This is a clothed image because only the head, hands, and feet are carved. This image follows the typology created by Francisco Saltillo, posing with open arms in a declamatory pose with an upward look. This pose signifies the moment before the death of Jesus. Our Lady of Sorrows was declared the private patroness of the village by a resolution adopted in a special session of the corporation on October 2, 1855. On August 15th of 1963, the Virgin was proclaimed canonical patroness of Aguilas under the papal decree of Pope John XXIII. Finally, she was crowned on October 2nd of 2000 by the Bishop of Cartagena, Monsignor Manuel Ureña. This act ratified that the Catholic citizens of Aguilas had chosen Our Lady of Sorrows as their patroness long ago. During the Civil War, the Church of St. Joseph was destroyed, and all of its images were burned except the Virgin of Sorrows. Controversy surrounds the question of who is the creator of this Virgin. Some researchers believe that it's the work of Francisco Saltillo, while others believe that it was made by his disciples. Amongst them, Roque López is the main candidate. However, the creation of the Virgin appeared in some publications as the work of Fernández Caro. Christ of Agony, from the mid-20th century. The artist is José Rivera. It's a crucified Christ made of polychrome wood. The sculpture is noted for its powerful anatomy and muscle tension. The work represents Christ still alive, in full agony, with bruises on various parts of his body. Our Father Jesus of Nazareth, from the 20th century. This sculpture is located at the entrance of the church, in the nave of the epistle. This is a clothed image that represents Christ carrying the cross. To increase the realism, the Son of God has false hair and is wearing a superimposed crown of thorns. Reclining Christ, from the 20th century, by Francisco Lisa. This is a life-size polychrome wood carving. A niche with a Gothic arch has been recently opened in the wall of the left transept next to the large religious picture of Manuel Coronado. The niche houses a small image of the Virgin of El Rocío. The Blessed Virgin Mary, from the 20th century. This image is located in the third altar on the Gospel side. The Virgin holds the child with her left hand, while in the right one, she has a small scapular. She is wearing a dark tunic and a clear coat. The Sacred Heart of Jesus stands with outstretched arms in the Chapel of the Holy Sacrament. We can see the image of Saint Anthony of Padua in the altars on the epistle side. The saint carries the child in her arms. There is a depiction of a reclining Christ on an urn at his feet. Saint Joseph with the Child, a 20th century image, appears in the altarpiece.